Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has denounced the white supremacists behind Saturday's deadly rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, saying their racism is evil.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
He vowed that anyone who committed racist violence in Charlottesville would be held accountable and said what happened in the city was an egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. Trump's comments followed intense criticism from across the political spectrum for failing for 2 days to explicitly use the words white supremacists and neo-Nazis in condemning the violence. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he and U.S. President Donald Trump have agreed that stopping North Korea from launching nuclear missiles is their top priority. Abe told reporters in Tokyo he and Trump reached the agreement during a phone call on Tuesday. He said at the same time, in an attempt to prepare for any contingency, using a strong U.S.-Japan alliance, we will employ a high level of monitoring and a missile defense system to do our utmost to ensure the safety of the people of Japan. The dialogue between the two allies came as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he will wait to launch missiles at the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis issued a warning to North Korea, saying any attempt to launch missiles at U.S. soil could escalate into war very quickly. This is VOA News. Officials in Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown, say at least 300 people are dead and the death toll could rise after a mudslide and heavy flooding. Rescuers are still looking for more possible victims from Monday's catastrophe. Witnesses in a particularly hard-hit area in Regent said roads have become churning rivers of mud. Officials estimate several thousand people have been left homeless. U.S. policymakers are very, very close to a new military strategy for Afghanistan and South Asia, but options still range from withdrawal to an increased reliance on private security contractors. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis spoke to reporters late Monday, cautioning a range of options are still under consideration. The U.S. currently has about 8,400 troops in Afghanistan, helping Afghan forces fight the Taliban, while also targeting militants aligned with the Al-Qaeda and Islamic State terror groups. Plans to send perhaps an additional 4,000 troops to boost U.S. efforts there have been delayed, while the White House and military planners review various options. The United Nations says gunmen have attacked a UN peacekeeping base in the northern Mali city of Timbuktu, killing 7 people. UN officials say the dead include 5 Malian security guards, a gendarme, and a Malian contractor working for the UN mission. They say 6 assailants were also killed by UN peacekeepers during the Monday afternoon attack. The violence follows another attack on Monday in which armed men opened fire on UN peacekeepers and Malian troops in the central Malian town of Dunetsa. 1 peacekeeper and 1 Malian soldier were killed in that attack. Burkina Faso security forces have ended their operation against suspected Islamic militants who opened fire on a restaurant in the country's capital, killing at least 18 people and wounding 8. Officials say many of the victims were children dining with their families at the Aziz Istanbul restaurant, an upscale Turkish eatery. The attack began at around 9 p.m. Sunday when 2 gunmen drove up on motorcycles and began indiscriminately shooting at people inside. Security forces launched a counterassault that lasted most of the night, which resulted in the 2 attackers being killed and all remaining hostages being freed. Authorities say at least 7 of the dead were citizens of Burkina Faso, while many of the other victims were foreigners. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.